Ohio is trying something new in an effort to stop drivers from going the wrong direction on highway exit ramps. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Over the last month or so, directional arrows have been popping up on exit ramps in Butler, Hamilton, Greene, Montgomery, and Warren counties. There are also lower wrong-way signs.
We know that the vast majority of these crashes are caused by folks who are severely impaired by either alcohol or drugs, and we know that those folks tend to look downward.
Matt Bruning with the Ohio Department of Transportation calls these two low-cost ways to alert wrong-way drivers before they cause accidents.
These make up 0.01% of all crashes last year, so they're very rare, but when they happen, they're extremely serious and sometimes deadly, unfortunately.
ODOT is also getting ready to install a more high-tech offense. 23 detection devices will be installed along I-71 between Fields Ertl and downtown, a section of highway ODOT's research shows is one of the most likely to have wrong-way driving incidents, especially involving impaired drivers. The devices use radar to detect when a vehicle is going the wrong direction, setting off flashing lights to alert the driver and notifying safety officials. Bruning says ODOT's been testing the system at a ramp on 670 in Columbus.
The one in Columbus we've had up for about 3 years. We've seen about a handful of folks that have tripped the system. In every case, they've turned around or stopped.
He says there have been a few false alarms, bicyclists or street sweepers setting off the devices, but overall it seems effective and beneficial. The project is set to go out for bids next month. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.